Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And welcome to another edition of Faces for Radio. My name is Anthony. With me is my co-host, Gartiz.
The co-hostess with the mostest, man.
Yeah.
What's up with you, buddy?
We are co-hosts of the show. Not much, man. Just enjoying the day. A very nice day out today.
Great. Well, thank goodness, because it's been hot as balls outside, man.
Yeah. It has been kind of crummy out lately.
I'm glad we got that polar vortex to drop it down to a cool 97 degrees.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, buddy. We live in a crappy part of the country.
Yeah, you know what, though? But I'll take the sweltering heat over any kind of natural disaster.
I don't know.
Well, we don't really get that.
Natural disasters happen in the Midwest. It's like, who wants to live there anyway?
Like, we don't get major hurricanes. We don't get major snowstorms. Hey, it's Rumble McTumblebutt. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, dogs in studio.
You got to throw you for a loop there, didn't it?
I'd take a hurricane in Florida.
Nah, man. You ever sat through a real hurricane? They're not fun, man.
I think I sat through one in Long Island, but I'm not 100% sure. I think I sat through two in Long Island.
Man, I don't know. I sat through one in Puerto Rico, and it was brutal. It was a lot of fun.
Was it El Nino?
No, but El Nino caused it.
El Nino.
Dude, that's so crazy you bring up El Nino. I haven't heard that phrase in a long time. It's like we completely forgot about this super weather-altering being El Nino.
Yeah, it's Spanish for the Nino.
Giving accurate facts here on the Faces for Radio, as always. So, continue on the show, man, before we get moving.
Tag the toast.
Yeah, the toast, man. So, I guess, are we going to go ahead and stick with the toast to central air conditioning?
Yeah, I'm down for that. It's a great thing to toast to this week.
All right, well, all the Faces for Radio Nation out there, raise your glasses and give a nice toast to mankind's greatest sin, central air conditioning. And all of its joys and wonders that come with it. Cheers.
Delicious.
Oh, that was wonderful, man. Good stuff. So, as always, let's run through these tags, man. As always, you can like us on Facebook at Faces for Radio Show. Go ahead and leave your nominations for any Faces for Fame that you like. Leave us a comment, drop us an email, whatever. You can email us at facesforradioshow@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, which would be like running on a treadmill because we really don't go anywhere on that. So, but that's Faces for Radio 1. Or you can hit us up live on the phones at 855-862-7234.
So what do you want to talk about tonight, buddy? I mean, we got Faces for Fame second half of the show, and I think it's going to be the most fun category so far.
Better than internet celebrities?
I do. I think it's going to be really fun. I think it's going to be fun to talk about.
I think it'll be a good one. well, I guess we can start off with a dick and fart joke, because those never get old.
Probably got something good for us, do you?
Oh, dude, I got a good one, man. It's not so much a joke as a kind of story, and it includes a fart, and the only dick in the story is me. So... So basically, I mean, I go off to my wife's cousin's wedding, all right, which was cool, you know, a lot of family and stuff around, big party and whatnot. But, you know, they have an open bar, a little beer and wine, pretty decent little selection there. But they have this, like, funky, different, specially brewed beer or whatever. So I'm like, all right, whatever, I'll start drinking that, right? It's free. Then they start giving out your hors d'oeuvres, which were all kinds of fancy schmancy meats and like weird cheeses and just these concoctions of I mean, you know how weddings work. Like, these people walking around with these platters of different things, and you're just munching and eating away, right?
What's the best thing you ever had as, like, an appetizer food at a wedding?
It's an excellent question, man.
Yeah.
I can't really think. I mean, honestly, I'm only thinking about this last wedding I went to, which the food was delicious, but I can't really think of, like, one particular. I mean, I have to say it's probably some kind of bacon-wrapped shrimp or scallop.
Can I tell you what mine is?
Sure.
I went to a wedding, and they had grilled cheese sandwiches with French fries in them as, like, appetizers. I mean, they weren't full grilled cheese sandwiches. They were, like, corners. They were, like, squares cut up. But
right.
They tasted like – remember when you would get, like, a grilled cheese in, like, the cafeteria at school, and they had, like, that, like – it was just, like, buttered to the, like, 10th degree?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we had.
That was awesome. Actually, you know what? I think I may make one of those after the show's up.
Do it.
But anyway, so we'll continue on. I'll get to the short part of the story because you know I can get long-winded.
It's fine, man. It's fun to jump into these stories and keep it like it's like a long theme of the whole show.
So basically, you were at my wedding. I was at yours. You know, we love to dance, and we'll get up and dance to just about everything, try to get the party started. So I'm up on the dance floor doing our thing. All right, and
I'd like to jump in again real quick.
No problem.
Just so people know. Gartiz was one of the first people to have the Fandango dance at his wedding.
I might have been the first.
The first, possibly. Not to mention, we started that dance at WrestleMania, but we'll get into that another night.
We did start that fad, didn't we?
We started that dance. It's the few known thing that people know, meaning the only people that know is us two.
and those stupid Europeans who stole our shit that were sitting behind us at WrestleMania 29.
Yeah, they totally ripped us off. I can't. When you mentioned it, that I really was shocked about it. And then the second thing is, at my wedding, we did the Yes chant, and that was like years before the Yes chant was popular.
Dude, we basically like set the tone for popular wrestling things.
Yeah, I feel like wrestling chants come from our weddings.
If only we got married more often, more guys could get over.
Yeah, do something particular next time.
yeah, we should have started a We Want Ziggler chant back at like my sister's wedding about 4 years ago. Maybe he would have got a chance. He wouldn't have to go through the Spirit Squad. But anyway, right? So I'm on the dance floor, right? And I get the Bee Gees. All right, I have a feeling that I'm going to get the Bee Gees once I start eating these like little steak tip and cheese type concoctions, right?
Mm.
And for those of you who don't know what the Bee Gees are, those are the bubble guts, all right, for the nation out there listening that might not know. And I feel it coming, but I was like, man, I'm good. I don't need it. You know, I'm just dancing, jamming on the dance floor. And, I mean, I'm sure yourself included and most males in here, right before you get the Bee Gees, you usually have to let one rip, all right? And so I decide that real silently, I kind of like creep to the edge of the dance floor, and I'm going to let this one rip. The problem with the matter was I let it rip real indiscreetly, but it like – you ever had one of those farts that's so dense that it feels like you shit yourself, and it's like stuck onto the back of your pants? And like you can like feel like a bubble like stuck in your suit pants?
Did you
like,
squirt some?
No, dude, I didn't score anything. I just felt it. So, of course, I have to, like, try to make a beeline because all of a sudden I feel it, like, creeping from my crotch into my nostrils. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah, you
like,
got to get away from the spot. That's like
yeah,
ground
this
zero
like I just
of
killed
the fart.
Something in here, right? So I kind of keep doing my little dance and jig and whatnot and dance my way out of the dance floor. Of course, I have to cross through about three or four of my wife's cousins who are all a little younger than me. They're like, you know, a couple of them are teenagers and then like in their mid-20s. So they're younger cats, right? So I kind of do my thing and I get to the edge of the dance floor and I turn around to see like everybody's got that stink face, right? And everybody's looking at each other with that awkward look of who the hell did this? Naturally, like the three dudes, the three younger cousins start bickering at each other. And I know everyone's done this, man. We're like, you rip or you're trying to like argue with your boy to see who will admit to ripping it, right? And these three are, like, going at it in the middle of the dance over who ripped what. And the more I look, man, the whole dance floor just clears. Nobody really says anything, but I can tell by everybody's face that they know what it is. Dude, and they clear out the dance floor for a good couple minutes. So I walk out of the room, and like 5 minutes later, the three cousins come up to me, like bickering at each other in front of me over who, like, let this thing rip. And I was like, oh my gosh, man. So I couldn't really say anything.
Yeah, bro, you got away with it. Why would you say anything?
Well, the thing was, after some more open bar beers, probably like 2, 3, 4 hours later at the end of the party.
Oh, man, loose lips sink ships, bro.
Oh, dude, I went up and I just like gave them all hugs. I was like, by the way, fellas, because they're still going at it. Like, they're still bitching at each other over who let in, who didn't. And I was like, that was me. Because I'm really, I mean, honestly, I'm one of the kind of guys like, dude, if you're going to rip a nasty one, you might as well take credit for that shit. I mean, that shit cleared the dance floor, man. And so they all look at me, they're like, oh, you're so dirty, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, like, the one of them gets mad at me because he's like, dude, I was hollering at this girl. And all of a sudden, we, like, dancing and jamming, grooving, things are going good. And this stink just creeps up. And she looks at me like I did it. But I'm like, yo, my bad, dude. Like,
that's rough, man.
Yeah, shit happens, dude. And I was like, man. And then the best part was after the fact, when they go and tell my wife that I did this dirty deed, she, like, acts all shocked and then looks at me and goes, the second I smelt it, I knew it was you.
Shit.
She's like, I know your brand. Come on now. She was like, that's definitely all you.
That's why that fight was such a serious fight for those three guys. Because you know if you're close friends, like, you know, like, there's always one kid who, like, admits the fart. There's, like,
yeah,
one kid who, like, you know it smells like them because it smells like dead squirrel or whatever. But, like, you always, like, know who farts. So, like, if there's, like, a weird one, it's going to cause quite the controversy.
So, basically, anybody out there in the Faces Nation listening, if you got a good fart story, man, like, I'd love to hear them. Because they never get old, man. Because I think everyone relates to them. It's one of those few things in life that everybody relates to, man. Everyone's ripped one at some point where you probably shouldn't have.
Dude, I ripped one in fifth grade when I was dead silent in class on accident. It just, like, slipped, man. It was loud. It was, like, one of those loud, like trumpet farts. And, man, it was embarrassing. I was embarrassed.
Did it stink?
No, it didn't smell. Thank God.
Now, here's the thing. Do you think it's worse in that scenario to just rip a loud one in a silent room that doesn't stink, or to rip an unnoticed one in a loud room that clears the room?
Dude, if I really wanted to make it not known that I farted, people would know it was me. So I think I could take a stink. Like,
well, yeah. Would you be like, was that Peter Griffin or Homer Simpson who was all like, I think I'm going to fart. And then, like, he's like, you'll never notice. And then he, like, does like a jumping jack. when he rips, he's like, it wasn't me.
I just remember, like, there's an episode of Family Guy where Peter's, like, talking about how he, like, never poops his pants. All of a sudden, he's like,
Pretty great. Let's see. Anything else new other than my fart story? I think a couple weeks ago we talked about movies that you had seen, Looper, and
yeah,
you highly recommended it. Saw it. Pretty good flick.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I liked it. I think I'm going to actually catch up on Nonstop. I saw the new 300, which kind of some garbage.
Was it, now, if you played it in, like, first fast forward, like the first position fast forward, would the movie have moved like a regular movie?
Yeah, they would have only been like 40 minutes long.
Yeah, which it should have been.
Which, anyway, you could have told the entire story. It was basically like the naval version of the original 300. It was all on sea. It was kind of gay.
Did they sing pirate songs?
No, they should have, though. Would have made it better.
That's beat, man. I love me some pirate music.
So, and then what was the other? Oh, I did go to the theater and see the new Planet of the Apes flick.
I'm kind of jealous that you went to that. I didn't get to go with you because I really wanted to see that movie.
See, and that's the thing. Dude, honestly, I would have no clue. And honestly, I went to go see it with Pops because, like, I know, like, Pops is a big fan of the original series. So
My dad is, too.
Yeah, I went and saw it's like something from their generation, man. They all love it. And I went and saw the original one with him. So I was like, oh, man, I know he'll be into this. So I was like, dude, let's go see the second one. And so we went and saw it. Good flick. Really, like, it feels like the second part of, like, a much bigger story. So I definitely am expecting a third one to come out and kind of wrap up a trilogy leading to the Planet of the Apes story. But I mean, it was awesome, dude. To be honest with you, it was a cool movie. Good effects. Great story. Good battle scenes, man. Those apes are badass, dude. You ever seen an ape? You ever seen an ape on a horse? That shit's badass.
It's like a regular ape with titties.
With titties, yeah. With a mustache and titties. Like, that shit was awesome. So, I mean, it was a pretty good flick. I mean, it was good. They got my money.
Did you know that, speaking of money, that movie industry, like, from this summer to last summer is down 40%?
Really? What, like in ticket sales and stuff?
Yeah, like all together.
Well, what came out last summer?
I don't know. I think more and more people just aren't going to the movies, is what it is.
But I think, like, certain movies come out that just, like, destroy the box office and overinflate statistics. Did The Avengers come out last summer?
No, I think that was, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, because I figured, like, a movie like that comes out and kind of, like, blows everything else away.
Well, that's the thing, though. Every summer, they're supposed to have blockbusters and break the records. I mean, I remember starting when it was, like, 2000, maybe 2001, 2002, when Spider-Man came out, like the first one, and it was like that broke the record. And then it felt like every movie that came out after that broke the record, and that was going on for years.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be a pretty big deal. But honestly, man, like I was looking at it because I've been dying to go to see a movie just recently. I don't know, I've just had that mood. And there really isn't anything like eye-catching. Like there really hasn't been anything came out that I'm like, yo, I got to go see that flick. Like,
there's not a lot of original movies. Movies are like remakes, love stories, and superhero movies. That's like it. That's all you're going to see.
Yeah. No, the one I do want to see, and here's the thing about it, man. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I'm willing to wait 6 months for a movie to come out on DVD or Blu-ray just to watch it in my own home. Like, because I really want to go see Sex Tape. Like, I really think that's going to be like a Sarah Marshall-type funny movie.
Really? I think it looks kind of corny.
Oh my gosh, no, man! I honestly believe that'll be like what Sarah Marshall is.
You heard it here first.
You heard both sides of it here first.
Because naturally, it's not that funny, ladies and gentlemen. When I do see it, get ready for part two of this conversation.
And nothing else really. Is there anything else coming out? I have seen more previews for that movie with Scarlett Johansson. Lucy. She's given some drug where she can use 100% of her brain power and just goes around like wrecking shit.
Didn't they already make a movie like that?
It was with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
But he was like on a pill, so it was like a drug. This one, it's like some kind of superhero like flick where she's like tested on and then she starts figuring out how to use it and then, I don't know, avenges something, I'm assuming.
Is she playing the Black Widow? Is that the movie?
It's basically the Black... It really is. It's basically the Black Widow movie without, like, the rest of the Avengers in it. Okay. Is what it looks like.
Is it made by Marvel? Like, is it a Marvel movie?
No, not at all. No. Some flick.
I think that part of the reason why there isn't really a lot of money being made from movies recently is because a lot of people watch stuff on DVR, and they don't really watch commercials anymore.
Oh. See, that kind of brought me to another point I was thinking about, is that people just watch more TV. Like, there's quality programming on, man. There's so many options for quality programming that are actually better than a lot of movies.
I agree with you 100%. I think that television's much better than movies. I think another thing is that I think a lot of, like, right-wing people don't like going to the movies because most movies have liberal, like, themes and messages in them.
And this goes back to, like, my kind of novice knowledge of politics, but I find that to be silly. If you're going to go to a movie, just go to be entertained. Like, stop trying to analyze everything.
It really isn't like that, though, Gartiz, because a lot of those movies, it's like, you'll go see it, and you'll go see, like, disaster, like some disaster movie, and without fail the reason why that there's like been a disaster is because like, oh, humans and global warming. It's never like, oh, there was like a freaking meteor that hit the earth. Like, that never happens anymore, and I think people are honestly sick of constantly being beaten down with like messages like that.
I guess.
I don't like hearing messages every time I go to the movies. I just want to be entertained. Like, dude, you're not. If you were smarter to give me a meaningful message, you'd be able to, like, lead the world, not write movies. Like, you'd be doing something a little bit better with your life.
But see, I think you have to. If that's what you're gonna get out of the movie, like, I think that you go in there looking for it, though. I think that's just like a scarred perspective of just going in to watch a movie. Like, if you're watching a movie to be entertained and you come out of it and your take is, oh my gosh, I was just beaten down with this message of liberalism or conservatism, whatever it is you want to say, it's just like, dude, you're taking the movie a little too seriously.
I don't think so, dude. I think it depends on the movie. Because some All movies, right. they really do hammer the message in some movies harder than others.
Well, I mean, that's where you get the freedom of expression and the freedom to whatever with your art.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if that's what you're going to put the money down and that's what you want to say, well.
But I think not having so many political messages in television shows is helping television shows.
Really? Do you think a lot of them are just completely –
Bro, because honestly, man, think about a lot of the country is into politics, like a lot, you know? And wouldn't you much rather watch something that, like, gets you out of that? Because I feel like what politics do is they bother people and they, like, get under your skin and it's like you get upset about certain things. And it's like you want to just get away from that. You want to be entertained for a little while. I guess that's the way I feel about it.
Well, no, I completely agree with you. That's where I was saying my other point, you know, back to what you were saying about taking the messages out of things is like if you're going to go to see a movie or you're going to sit and watch a movie, you know, don't look for it. But I really feel that, I mean, if that's the case and you're going to be looking for these messages in these political type of conversations, that you could probably sit and pick apart a show and figure out that, you know, some kind of political angle to it.
Probably, but some are not as blatant as others, Gartiz. Like that movie Elysium. That is like a perfect example of what I'm talking about.
Did you see it?
I saw enough of the previews to know that I don't want to see it.
I'm not really into the sci-fi stuff, but explain, what are you going to say?
Okay, because first it's like the world is destroyed by like humans destroying the world, right? And then it's like the second piece to that is like, oh, and then all the one percenters live in Elysium and keep all the healthcare for themselves because they're filthy rich people and they don't like to help anyone. And it's like always messy, like it's always the filthy, greedy corporation doesn't, like it's always the same silly like message.
But don't you think that that's something that people can relate to nowadays and they may like that?
Not over and over again. It never stops. It's always the same.
Eh. See, and it's funny you mention that because I just look at that movie and was like, eh, sci-fi flick, not my thing, not going to watch it. But, like, if I would watch that, I would never in a million years look for it and like, analyze it in that perspective. But, again, that maybe ignorance is bliss when it comes to those kind of things.
Like, a lot of conservative people said that the Lego movie was, like, a bad movie because of, like, general business or president business, whatever the hell he was called. I didn't really see it like that. I didn't think it was like that. You know, I think that's people overanalyzing it because
Dude.
Just because he was called that.
But oh man, Jesus, these people are freaking stupid. All right, anybody who looks at that and actually finishes the entire movie will know that the reason he was called President Business was because he was a kid's perspective at his father who was always involved with
business.
Yeah, taking care of
business.
Somebody had to pay for all them Legos for that kid to play with.
Play with all his business.
Exactly. Do you realize, I was just thinking this as you were talking and saying all this conservative stuff, that we went from fart jokes to political analyzation in Hollywood.
Dude,
relatively seamlessly.
Well, we have to because we only get an hour a week, so we have to do everything in freaking no transitions, no breathing, no breaking. We just go from topic to topic at a furious pace.
Speaking of which, has anybody out there in the Faces for Radio Nation heard the Faces for Radio commercial yet?
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you something. Because Anthony and I, this is how, you know, I'm going to brag a little bit about you and I, my friend, because we're pretty good at what we do. We get dropped this bomb that we're supposed to do X, Y, Z, all these things after we get started, right? And we went into like hustle mode. And within our regular work hours, and within about 20 minutes afterwards, we wrote, produced, rehearsed, and recorded what is honestly an awesome commercial for our show.
It is.
And have yet to hear it once on the air.
Yeah, I don't think it's on there, man. I've been searching and searching. We're getting the screw job on this one.
Oh, dude, we're the Montreal screw job. Oh, my gosh. All right, so if anybody out there who may be a Faces for Radio fan, possibly listens to any other VOC Nation's shows or frequents the station, if you've heard it, please let us know. Either hit us up on Facebook, let us know you heard it at Faces for Radio Show. Oh, and by the way, if you go to the Facebook page, like the damn page. Jeez, just click the button. Just say you like it, all right? We've been stuck on like 50 likes for what seems like about a month.
Oh, we're up to 50? That's good.
We're up to 50. Yeah, like we jumped up to 50 and then we kind of just stopped. So if you get to the page, tell us you've heard it, like it, and move on. And that's all. I'm just going to get that off my chest because that's it, I don't know. This is bothersome. But
I find it awesome, too, that like we're kind of one of the only shows that doesn't have like connections with people and we still manage to kick some serious ass here.
Oh, you mean as far as like within the station and stuff?
Yeah, just, you know, like I feel like most people like know a lot of people in the wrestling business and can get like interviews on a whim, or they know the person who runs VOC Nation, so their commercials always get played, or whatever the case may be. You know, we got to grind, man, just like everything else.
Yeah, man, but that's because we're here, like Stone Cold says, man, we're here for the working man.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Get your hustle on.
All right.
That's what we say.
So here's what we're going to do, my friend. We are going to take a break. We're going to come back, and for the last time, until we do another Faces for Fame, Gartiz is going to introduce the nominees for Faces for Fame. We are going to then have the Faces for Fame ceremony in 2 weeks.
Two!
We push it back again. Because sometimes you push things back. Yeah, we want it to be perfect. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Don't go nowhere.
Right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Now recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9/8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday, or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke conventions and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the NCloud and soar above your competition.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern
every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios. Toodles.
And
entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Holy crap, Gartiz.
What?
We have been on mute for 4 minutes.
Oh, you didn't unmute it?
Now we're unmuted.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Oh, man. That didn't get recorded?
I don't even think the comeback in got recorded. I think the music played and we were muted the whole time.
Oh, my God. So let's give everybody a summary real quick of what went down while they were muted. Anthony and I jammed out to George Clinton for a minute, and I gave you what might have been the greatest introduction to the Faces for Fame. I don't think I can do that again.
I don't think you can either, so we're just going to jump into it.
Damn it, man.
Fault, man. I'll take the heat for that. That's on me, man.
It's all good, buddy. If we had a production staff, this wouldn't be an issue. It's tough when you got to do everything ourselves, right?
Yeah, it's like weight of the world on my shoulders. And iPad games that I'm trying to play at the same time.
Oh, that's so. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, stop trying to send Faces for Radio show on Facebook request to play Candy Crush Saga. We ain't gonna play. We don't want to play. I don't want to get invited into any of your nonsense.
We ain't playing no Candy Crush.
I ain't got time for that. So cut that nonsense out.
Since we were muted, Gartiz, what's our category for Faces for Fame this week?
Whatever, TV shows.
It's the last week. It's the last week for this.
This is the last week, okay? As we've said in the past, all right, you can check out the Facebook page, Faces for Radio Show, all right? Don't send us any kind of invitation to play your stupid games, all right? But you can check out the nominees for the Faces for Fame and drop in your votes. Give us the nominees and suggestions. So for the big debut show, we got the locations rented out. We got the red carpet. We got our tuxes. We got hors d'oeuvres and champagne and all kinds of other fancy stuff. Fold that ass on the Faces for Fame.
Yeah, and next week's show, we're going to go over all the nominees. We'll relist everything in case you've missed most of it or if you don't have a computer, which I don't know how you'd be listening to this show, but whatever. There's been weirder things that have happened.
Well, apparently with Anthony running the boards, I'm not sure how anybody's listening to the show, to be honest with you. All I know is I was in the middle of talking and I heard that beep go off and I'm like, wait a minute, what happened?
Oh, man, that's terrible. That's completely my fault.
What is this, amateur hour over here?
It feels like it.
All right, whatever. Hey, that's why you and I are professionals, because we keep moving on. All right, so going now to television shows. So do we have – let's go back over the
nomination criteria.
Thank you. Man, you're good. Yes, the nomination criteria. Essentially, I don't think there is any. Okay? Basically, I think the big thing for us, though, is making sure that we acknowledge shows that don't get their just due. These aren't multiple Emmy-winning shows. They're not shows
some
that –
Some of them are.
Well, some of them are. Maybe they are. Maybe, I don't even know why we're trying to make up criteria. We don't have any criteria. They're shows we like.
Yeah, essentially. So why don't you start, Garcia? I started last week. You can start this week.
Okay, I'll start this week with quite possibly one of my favorite shows ever. All right? And I'm going with the original Batman.
With Adam West?
Yes. And
oh,
Burt,
my God.
And Burt Ward. Dude, that has to be one of the most fun shows ever made. I always loved how they did give you the cliffhanger, how it was always – everything was always two parts to a one-hour episode. And it was so over-the-top cheesy, but it was so good.
Holy, lost all our viewers, Gartiz.
Holy, no one's listening. Pow! There goes our radio contract.
Zap, we're off the air.
I just love, like, I think it's funny looking back on it now, because, like, that Batman and Robin, man, like you know, the new incarnations of Batman, they're always in the dark, and he's, like, in the shadows, you know, like he was in the comics, you know, we can agree on that, but dude, these guys would sit in a coffee shop, like, waiting for the Batphone to go off, and it was just great, man. It was a lot of fun.
They were like public figures, too.
Yeah. You know, they just walk into the police station. And by the way, what kind of police station has like 25 floors in it? How high did you have to climb up to get to Commissioner Gordon's office?
Yeah, man. He had a lot of underlings, basically.
And if it was such a big freaking police unit, why the heck did you need Batman anyway?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good call, Gartiz. I never thought of that.
You had 24 floors of police department underneath you. Why the hell did you need Batman?
What is going on with Gotham's tax dollars? That's what I want to know.
It's probably more liberals. Anyway.
All right. Well, I know I'm going to ask you for something that I know you don't have off the top of your head. Can we get a stamp for Adam West, Batman?
Dude, this is how well you know me, is that I don't – and the funny part is I actually was thinking about it earlier, about, man, what do I need to do to get prepared for the show to make sure we're on top of things? And I was like, the stamp. I always forget the damn stamp. And guess what I didn't bring?
The stamp.
The stamp,
and,
but I have.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I may have left the show muted for a few minutes, but Gartiz forgets the stamp every week, and I run the board every week, and we've never run into board issues until today. So I just want to put that for the record.
Well, that being said, Batman gets the stamp. That's the stamp right there.
So my first nominee was going to be Breaking Bad.
Okay.
And then I remembered our criteria, which is essentially shows that don't really get their just due. And even though this show has won awards, I don't think it's gotten its just due. So I'm going to nominate Lost.
Ah.
Lost is probably my favorite show of all time.
Dude, did Lost not win any awards?
They won some awards, but I just mean, like, in terms of, like, fans and stuff, people really, like, crapped all over that show towards the end.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, man. The show lost me in the last season, and I didn't come back until about maybe the final two episodes, because it just it got to the point where I hate watching things and feeling like there's absolutely no ending. Like, I'm just being dragged around in circles while somebody figures something out.
I think that's a fair fight to make. And I think that the second and third season were brutal with that, where, like, the show was, like, really long-winded, and they didn't really – they knew what they were doing, but they didn't have, like, an end point. So I think once they hit the fourth season and, like, they had that end date, they actually, like, started moving things at a quicker pace and the show flowed a lot better.
Well, see, that's funny because I always felt that the second season was really what hooked. I'll tell you exactly how I got started. I still to this day have never seen the first season.
Really? The first episode is, like, one of the best episodes in television history of, like, a show. It's, like, so cool.
Hey, man, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
You're better now. My buddy was telling me how great this show was, and I just never got into it. And then I was watching TV one night, and it was the night of the season premiere of the second season. And they played the season finale right before it, leading into the second season. And my buddy was just so adamant. I was like, dude, I'll give it a shot. And watched that first, those two episodes, the season finale of the first one and the season premiere of the second one, and got hooked. I mean, just hooked all the way through.
Dude, the first episode of the show is like the first 20 minutes of it is like the plane crash.
I should go check that out at some
point.
Dude,
it is the first episode is incredible. It's really something special.
I'm just surprised that with all how popular that show was, like a cult phenomenon, how it didn't. But I guess that doesn't necessarily translate to awards and like.
Well, it won some awards, but I just know it didn't. I know it wasn't like top series or anything.
No, but I definitely agree with you. I mean, definitely we're stamping Lost.
All right. Stamped up. Sweet.
Sweet.
Four more stamps.
Four more to go. All right. This next one was a personal favorite of mine, and then I had to do a little research to get reminded of it, because, I mean, it's one of those things that lasted only a couple seasons, if even, and I'd be really shocked if you remember it, and I'd be even more shocked if for some way it gets into the Faces for Fame.
I watch a lot of television, Gartiz.
I'm going old school here, man. Like, I'm not doing any of the new stuff. Like, I purposely went, like, old childhood stuff. It was a show called Herman's Head.
No, I've never heard of Herman's Head.
You never heard of Herman's Head? Dude, Herman's Head, I can basically, okay, you've seen the movie Identity, right?
Yeah, the movie's awesome.
Okay, imagine the same, pretty much the same type of show, except in a comedy. Where the guy is, he works at like some kind of magazine, or he was an editor of some sort, and he had to fact check, and he worked with a bunch of like pretentious douches and stuff, and he had this cast of characters in his head that always just messed with him. And so like what he would be think, like half the show was like him doing his thing, and the other half was like how those different personality pieces in his head like interacted with each other and how they influenced him in his real life decisions.
This does sound vaguely familiar.
It was one of the first shows that had Hank Azaria.
Yeah, I remember I'm looking. I just Googled it, and I see like the poster for it, and I like remember that.
Dude, I used to love that show, and now that I've made the connection with Identity, that might be why I like that movie so much.
There's somebody else from The Simpsons in that show too.
Yeardley Smith.
Yeah.
I think she does Bart's voice.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she was in the Judd Apatow movies. Wasn't she?
I don't know.
No, that's not her. I'm thinking of the girl who was in a Mallrats.
Can I tell you that when I was like 7 or 8 years old and I found out that Bart Simpson was played by a woman, I was like devastated as a child. I was like, you think I was upset about Anthony getting fired from Opie and Anthony? You ain't seen nothing, Gardner. I was a shell of a child.
How long did that last?
Oh, my God, a long time. It still has effects rippling through my life.
It was kind of odd at first. I tried to get – that might have been one of the reasons I stopped watching. I just couldn't get past it.
So do we want to stamp Herman?
Oh, of course we got to stamp Herman's head, man. All right, and we're stamped.
All right, number 4 on the nominee list. Is Michael Chiklis' show, The Shield. And I just feel like The Shield is a show that like a lot of people over time don't really talk about anymore. And it's probably one of the most influential television shows that's ever been made.
Really?
Like, yeah, I feel like that was the first real FX show that was on television. You know, like when FX started as like a company, as like a network, that was one of the first shows it made. And all the techniques that are done in that show are widely used in almost every other FX show.
Well, like crime drama type stuff?
Well, for instance, okay. The worst thing, you know the show Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Okay. Really good show. Problem with the show is they do this thing called, which I call a musical montage, where they do every episode, they do at least one musical montage of like a 4-minute scene of like some hipster song showing what everybody's doing. Okay?
Right.
Before they did that, Rescue Me did that a lot. They usually would do it at the end of the episode and only do it like once an episode. Before them came The Shield, and The Shield did it like a little bit. So like Rescue Me and Sons of Anarchy got that idea from there. Then there's like other things that you'll see like on the FX shows that like they that The Shield pretty much gave them.
Huh. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Never seen an episode.
And I'll tell you, and this might be a good selling point for someone who's never seen it, like yourself, Gartiz. One of the great things about that show is it's always moving. There's never a point of the show where it gets boring, even for like a second. Like I remember when I would watch Breaking Bad, you know, you'd get to a point. Hey, did you ever watch that show?
No, never seen that either.
Okay, I'm trying to think of something we've both seen every episode of.
We don't have that long in the show.
For instance, like a Lost episode, right? If like Kate was the backstory, I'd probably not be as interested in it. Or if it was like Jack was the backstory, I'd find it like kind of boring.
Okay.
Never do I find anything boring on The Shield, which is kind of cool.
That's cool.
So can I get a stamp for my man Michael Chiklis and his strike team squad?
Stamp.
Sweet.
Got
your
it.
Last nominee, Gartiz?
My last nominee. Another oldie but goodie. And I feel maybe not influential amongst, like, the world or, in like you said, like The Shield had its influence on other TV shows. But influence, like, most boys my age to, like, think in certain ways. And it's going to have to be MacGyver. Tell me at some point in your life. You've had a MacGyver moment. Everyone has. Everyone has. Every guy who grew up in that time has had a MacGyver moment where you try to do something with like complete random objects that have no business happening.
I can't
but you think you can pull it off.
I can't say I haven't had a MacGyver moment, but I will say that I do think that that's a girly show.
How could you possibly say that?
Because I feel like everybody who I ever knew who watched that show was like my grandparents, and they were like not like my grandfathers, it was my grandmothers, you know.
It might have been because MacGyver was so dreamy.
Maybe that's what it is.
I just thought the show was cool, man. Like he would just make random. You know, he always find himself and he's terrible. Like the bad guy, the villains were pretty cool. He had this one villain guy who I still remember his face, but I forgot his name. He had like all these scars on his face, and anytime he showed up, you knew things were about to get real. and all he ever had, he always had a roll of duct tape, and he always had a Swiss Army knife, and he always made it work, man.
Maybe he influenced that duct tape book. Yeah, dude. You know that book that's like 100 million uses for duct tape?
No.
Yeah, dude. It's like a legit book.
I'm sure there are 100 million uses for duct tape. That stuff is amazing.
It's a bestseller.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you feel it is a girl, first of all, I can almost guarantee you that you've had a MacGyver moment at some point in your life.
No, guaranteed. I said I did. I said I definitely did.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I thought for some reason you said you did. And that's the only reason, like, when I started looking at it and researching these shows, I was like, dude, everyone has had one. But if you feel it's a girly show, we don't have to stamp it.
No, stamp it.
We're getting a stamp.
These are things I think it's that we think should be in the hall. So, yes, stamp it.
Stamp it. All right, we're getting the stamp. Dude, because you know if I wouldn't have given him the official stamp, MacGyver would have found some way to stamp himself into the face.
He would have called up.
he would have pulled out that duct tape, a piece of bubble gum, an avocado and a snorkel, and made a stamp.
So I got one more for you.
All right.
And this is a show that is from my childhood. It's a show you may or may not have watched. It was on Nickelodeon. And that show was Salute Your Shorts.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely watch Salute Your Shorts.
I don't have much to say about it. But it was a great, incredible show. If you've never seen the show, it's basically about a bunch of kids who go to summer camp. And they just get into all types of, like, crazy situations. And it's just funny. And it's live action, and it was good.
Yeah, it was a good show, man. Nickelodeon had some cool shows back in the day. Did you ever watch the hell was that show? Oh, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes.
On Nickelodeon?
Yes, I did. Lisa said I looked like, yesterday I was sitting in the dark with just my phone on, and she said I looked like one of the people from the Midnight Society.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, one of those episodes, like, completely freaked me out and scarred me for a long time.
The clown one?
I remember the freaking story.
The clown one?
No, the clown one was good. It was about the girl who had, she died from, like, freezing, and she was, like, this little, like, girl looked like she came out of the ring, and she would just go, I'm cold. And, yo, it was freaky and creepy as can be, man.
I like turtles.
All right, so going back to Salute Your Shorts. Yes or no?
I mean, it was my nominee, so I'm saying yes.
Of course, we're stamping it. Ready, and... And you know what's funny, man, is I really think we have, like, a really wide variety of programming here.
I told you this was going to be a fun category.
It's going to, I mean, and like you said, we could have probably gone to a lot, and I really hope we get some participation from someone somewhere, like, that says, hey, I want to nominate. We don't have any callers waiting to nominate anything.
Nope, nobody called in today. At least, I mean, when I've been looking at the boards, I haven't seen anyone.
Interesting, okay.
Can I tell you something that I heard? I don't know if you heard this.
Sure.
And I couldn't think of a way for us to do a skit and, like, me work in this joke, but I'm going to work it in now. So on The View this week, they announced that Thor is going to turn into a woman.
Yeah, I actually read about that.
Okay. So they really should have picked a different superhero, like Iron Man or somebody else. And there's a reason why I think this, because now – anytime Thor does something she shouldn't, I'm going to call her a filthy Thor. No?
Yo, Anthony, you're breaking up. Anthony.
Really? My joke?
Anthony, you're breaking up, man.
Unbelievable. I hate this show. Gartiz, are you there?
Yo, I completely missed.
I hate this show. I quit.
It sounds like, dude, it sounds like you're drowning.
I quit.
Because it's like...
I quit.
I heard that part.
I quit. This is it.
We got 7 minutes. Let's at least finish the show.
Well, I want to tell you my joke. I friggin'...
Okay, so Thor is turning into a woman. So every time she does something stupid, you can say, what?
She's a filthy Thor.
You know what was even more funny than the joke itself was, like, your tone. Like, you're completely defeated, F this tone.
Because I know that when we listen to the playback, you're going to hear it perfectly. And it's like me telling a joke for the second time for somebody who, like, didn't hear it. Like, I'm so annoyed with this stupid show. Every freaking week there's some sort of problem.
Well, it's weird because it's just been kind of – it's like it's just all of a sudden happened. We're like – you just kind of start. I mean, I don't know how it's going to sound in the playback. I'm just telling you what I hear.
We don't really quit. We'll be back next week. But I just get angrier each week, every passing week.
I have a feeling, and I had this idea after our last week or last couple of weeks. Like, I feel that there's been a lot of tension on the show, and we should have, like, a relaxation episode.
Oh, yeah?
With yoga music in the background, like, real quiet. We'll get into some, like, deep thinking philosophical topics. No politics, no nothing. Like, just a nice and relaxed Faces for Radio show.
All right, so how about we do this? Next week, we'll hop on the show. We'll go over our Faces for Fame nominees, all of them. And then we will... Excuse me. And then we will...
Take a nap.
We'll do a yoga episode, I guess. Nice, relaxing. We'll discuss if trees fall in the woods and stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
Some topics, some questions to ask that we can discuss?
I think we can do that.
God, I really hope that this turns into a very nice philosophical conversation then gets like insane into like a huge argument and like completely defeats the purpose of the whole thing.
Well, with that attitude, Anthony.
Well, I'm not going to push for it. I just kind of hope it evolves into that.
Be like, are you full of shit, dude? Of course this tree makes a damn sound. Who's going to hear it? Makes no sound.
Hey, did you watch the ESPYs last night?
I didn't watch no damn ESPYs. Drake was hosting that thing, man. I wasn't going to watch that fool.
Yeah, man. I'm just going to wear all my Cleveland gear. Had it for years, son.
Why, did you watch it?
No. No award shows. No award shows. I don't watch no damn award shows.
That sounded just like him.
I know.
Is Drake there with you?
He is. He's got one new friend today.
Oh, I'm sure it's the entire Cleveland Cavaliers roster.
It is August. It is August. It's July. So you know what that means? Next month, Ghostface Killah should be coming out with the weakest rappers, right?
Please tell. Really? You think so?
It came out last September, right? Like the end of August, beginning of September.
Dude, I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Can you tell the audience what we're discussing right now?
All right. So last year, I guess it was last year. Wow, man, time flies.
It was right at the end of the summer.
I was digging through the internet, and I found an article written by Ghostface. Well, supposedly written by Ghostface Killah.
No, I'm saying.
Listing the top 10 softest rappers alive. And I'm not going to say what he really said, because, I mean, just, you know what I'm saying. But it was freaking hilarious. So I read it, and it took me probably about 40 minutes to read through this article, because I was just stopping and laughing and, like, crying laughing so hard. And then I had to share it with Anthony, which he spent a good amount of time laughing at it too. But the funny part about it is our man Drake made the list not once, but twice. Two times. As the number 10 entry and the number 1 entry. And it was some really funny stuff. So I'm not sure if that's like an annual thing. And if it is, God bless him. And we'll do an entire episode on that. And I really don't know. I'm going to look it up right now as we're talking about it, because I'm really curious.
Well, we only have 3 minutes left.
Okay.
So do we want to go over any plugs or anything?
Like for our show or for other people?
No, we're not plugging other people anymore.
All right, sounds good to me.
Or, well, you know what? I'm lying. You guys should check out In the Room every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Even though I'm not on the show really anymore, it's still a really good show, and you should check it out.
I don't watch on it anymore.
Well, to be honest with you, Gartiz, because it's on at night, it's hard for me with my work schedule, but that's usually in the winter. But now, since I stopped watching wrestling, it's kind of irrelevant for me to go on a wrestling show.
Yeah, that is true. How's that working for you, by the way?
I'm loving life.
That's good, man.
I am.
You really haven't missed too much.
Yeah, I can't imagine I have. I know what's going to happen. In about 3 months, 4 months, I'll go back and watch all the stuff I missed, anything important, and then I'll be caught up again. It's fine.
Hold on, let me see here. Fourth annual top 10 softest rappers. Oh, no, hold on. That was in 2011. That's not the one I'm looking for. How is it that the fourth annual came out in 2011 and the third annual came out in 2013? That makes no sense. Man,
maybe,
you know what?
I'm writing about the rappers at that time.
I don't know, man. Whatever. We'll look up that, and if it definitely comes out, we'll definitely get back to it. Man, like us on Facebook, Faces for Radio Show. Drop an email, thefacesforradioshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Faces for Radio 1. And, by the way, the PayPal account, man, how's that working out?
I haven't checked it, but if you guys would like to donate to help us get a better studio, facesforradioshow@gmail.com, please donate to our PayPal account. We're out of time, Gartiz, so if the gimmick ain't working,
change the gimmick.